This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, I guess you say what can make me feel this way.
BT, a fan favorite, no doubt about it. Certainly at Citi Field, wherever you hear this song, moving forward, you can't help but think of the New York Mets shortstop as we await Francisco Lindor, who is walking over to the phone. I'm being told this is me filling right here. And I do love this song. It's a great song. It's a catchy song. It's changed the vibes and energy at Citi Field, and certainly with Francisco Lindor, who has had a, I mean, up and down.
He's changed the vibes and energy of his own, the way he's viewed as a Met.
Remember, there was a point last year where we were talking about Met fans have to go out there and cheer Francisco Lindor and give him some encouragement. They did just that, even when he was struggling to start the year. So it's been an interesting 4 seasons for Francisco Lindor since the Mets made that big move. He was really the first guy that Steve Cohen went out there and acquired him when they made the trade for him. And right now, BT, we welcome in the Mets shortstop, the should have been MVP of the National League, Francisco Lindor. What's up, Francisco? It's BT and Sal on the fan.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good, Francisco, and we appreciate you taking the time. First one for me, we're just talking about your song, My Girl, and your relationship with the Mets fans. Going into year 5, how would you characterize your relationship right now with the New York Mets fan base?
Well, I've been loving them since day one. And I'm sure they love me in day one, you know, and now I think we're in a much better spot because I gave them some results.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. Like, we wanted to love you day one, but then the struggles were there. You had the up and down stuff. So it took a little while to get here. But I think right now, Francisco, you have gotten to a point where you have become not only a fan favorite, but you're going to be one of the more beloved figures in the history of the franchise. To come from where you did after year one and those early struggles, that's a big deal where you're at now going into year 5.
We just got to win. That's all I want to do. We win, and I'm sure everyone wants results, and they want to win championships. So I think if that happens, I think their relationship will be even better.
There you go.
That is true.
Listen, we've talked. It's great to have you on the show, and we've talked a lot about you on the show, and so it's good to really have you on to do this. And I got to tell you, man, just shooting as straight as I possibly could, the thing that I think was a little tough for me analyzing you as a Met is that I watched with the Guardians. I'm like, this guy's a superstar. And the numbers weren't quite that here. And I said it. And Met fans got all over me, you know, the slow starts. But I always thought you had the character to succeed here. Was there a point, Francisco, where looking back early during your Met time, you're like, man, if I don't get this thing going fast, I'm gonna get swallowed up by New York. Did you feel like for a while it wasn't a good fit for you?
No, not at all.
Never.
From day one. So no, from day one, I felt like this was a great place to be, and this is where I wanted to be, you know. And I think it was a fantastic decision by me and my family to stay here, and I appreciate the Cullen family for allowing me to stay here. I honestly feel that anywhere you go, you're going to struggle. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to learn, and you become more mature player, and you become a better human being. And that's where we are today, you know?
No doubt. And I think your accountability is what has kept you in great graces. I mean, it's different, though, scuffling here. And I don't want to make this about scuffling too much because the South said you didn't win the MVP.
It
you easily could have.
It sounds like that's what you guys want to talk about.
No. Francisco, I listen, one thing, I don't want to do this to you. I want to know what we've talked about. I want you to know what we've talked about so we can get to the better place that you deserve. And I mean that sincerely.
I appreciate that, man.
Like, I can't be any more forthright than I am right now. If you didn't have the heart and the talent and the mind, I don't think that you do. I don't think that it would have worked out for you. That honestly, here, like you are now one of the megastars in the city. And how exciting is it for you to now have new pieces, new expectations, and now we bridge to the good stuff? Now the Mets are supposed to win. What does that feel like?
I mean, I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in, and the organization is putting in the same amount of effort that we all the players are putting in on the field, you know. And it's just, when you have those things, you can only hope for good things, you know. It's one of those where you go out and you give everything you got. And we're in a place where we got a better team. Now it's on us. You know, the front office did their job. They put a good team on the field. And now it's on us. We got to stay healthy, and we got to go out there and compete and give everything we got. Try to win a championship. You know, that's the dream. That's the goal. And to me, seasons, you can have a good season, but a successful season, it's when you win.
BT, it's Alan the Fan. We're talking with Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor. What happened, Francisco, taking off last year once you were put in the leadoff spot? Was it a lack of, you know, pressure being taken off? Why the success after being moved into the leadoff spot?
I don't know. I take a lot of pride in posting up and trying to be the best version of myself. And I felt like at some point it was just a matter of just getting going, you know. I knew I wasn't going to continue to hit 180. It's just tough, you know. I think that was probably the floor. So there was only but to go up from there, you know. The coaches did a fantastic job of helping me day in and day out. And Mendy did a good job of encouraging me to go out there day in and day out and give everything I got. And then you learn from your teammates. You learn from everyone around. And that's all I did. I believed in what I can do. And I rely on others to continue to push me. And I push myself. And it worked out.
So, Francisco, you look at the first five, maybe even six hitters. Obviously, Alvarez with the injury, which is a tough blow for you guys to start the season. You know, last year, you and Pete, coming into the year before Vientos established himself, had to carry the offense, for at least on paper, coming in. Now you got Soto, you got Pete back. Vientos looks like a stud. You know, the length 1-5, could this be the best 1-5 in baseball?
If we get it done, yes. We have the potential, but we got to get it done. You know, we have a good lineup on paper. And paper is one thing, and getting it done is a completely different thing. You know, like I said, the front office did a fantastic job of putting a good team together. It's on us. It's on the players.
Yeah.
The players have to go out there and get it done, you know, and ultimately, that's how you build a great relationship with the fan base. You put up the results, the people will love you.
There's no doubt. So it's Francisco Lindor, BT and Sound on the Fan. Now, we've seen the videos going back to last year, maybe even the year before. You know, you working with the young kids, spring training, a lot of defense, Vientos. Can you explain, because you went through this, all the great players go through it, and everybody, even if you're not great, but from year one to year two, when you have success and you're young, What is Vientos going to have to do to adjust to the changes that the league will make to him? And do you talk to him about it?
I think he's got to continue to stay within himself. The minute you start thinking you're better than what you actually are, that's when things can start falling apart. He's got to continue to stay being Mark Vientos. You know, he's a fantastic player, and he already proved that he can do it in this level, and he's got to go out there and continue to do the same thing day in and day out and not let the external talk or the external energy get in himself and just, you know, think that he's bigger than the game, because no one is bigger than the game.
You know, it's different for you, Francisco, going into year five here now in New York. It's another year under your same manager and Carlos Mendoza. BT just mentioned you got Soto behind you in a deep lineup. You know that you're going to be leading off going in. What are you going to do to change the slow starts that you've had throughout the course of your career?
I guess hit the ball in the barrel. I honestly feel like it's one of those where, you know, you control what you can control, and controlling is the only thing I can control is the process, and I'm locked in and going to a good process and staying with myself and swinging at the pitches I want to swing at, and not trying to do too much, and then whatever happens, it happens, you know. I'm sure I'm going to struggle at some point this year. It just looks a little uglier when there's not too many points on the scoreboard, you know.
Yeah, and then you turned into an MVP last year after the slow start. And the thing that bothers me about it, Francisco, and I feel bad for you because you've gotten snubbed three times here as a Met, at least three times from being an All-Star. But a part of that has to be the slow starts. Does it mean anything to you to be an All-Star for the New York Mets for this year?
I would love to. I would love to be an All-Star, you know. I don't play for those things, you know. I play to win, but along a good year, you know, you get accolades like that. And to me, the All-Star game is the biggest and the best event of the summer. And it would be fantastic to represent the New York Mets. But at the end of the day, you know, the people didn't feel like I was an All-Star, and the players didn't feel like I was an All-Star. So I haven't been an All-Star, you know. At the end of the day, I just got to go out there and put up better numbers, and then hopefully I get recognized as an All-Star.
Yeah, and if I remember right, you were actually mic'd up in the last All-Star game that you played, right? If I have that right, was that the last one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that. It was good. All right, so you didn't get the All-Star. You very well might become the captain of the New York Mets, and we've heard former Mets talk about it, whether it's David Wright, your manager's been asked about it. I don't think it's a matter of if, but when. It's going to happen, and at this point, you will have earned it for sure. Do you think about it? I know you're a team guy, but that's got to mean something special to you. What do you think?
I mean, it'll be an honor and a privilege. You know, this is an organization that I've had it in previous years, and it's a prestigious thing, you know. It's an honor to wear this C in the chest, you know. If the organization feels like I'm the guy and people in here want me to be it, at the end of the day, I won't really change. I will continue to be who I am. I'm Francisco Lindor, and I got to go out there and get it done day in and day out and post up and stay true to who I am. You know, I can't tell Mark to not stay true to who he is if I don't stay true to who I am, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, when you...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hear the term or the word captain. What characteristics do you think are needed to be a captain? What does it mean to you?
Well, you have to be accountable. You have to lead by example. You have to respect your peers, and you gotta help others feel welcome and feel like they have a voice as well. You know, like for me, the term of captain is not like, oh, this guy's gonna make every decision. No, that's not how it goes. You know, for me, it's about making sure the clubhouse continues to stay loose and, you know, and have fun and keeping guys accountable, but also keeping myself accountable, you know, and it also comes with like a lot of, you know, like honor, you know, you have to have a lot of like feel the honor to wear the Mets uniform. You have to feel like this is where you want to be and you want to improve the organization and make the organization the best place that it could be. So that's kind of how I view it. For me, a captain is someone that leads by example, somebody that stays accountable, is there when it's needed, and when it's not needed, is also there, and somebody that also makes others feel welcome and to be wanted to be a part of this organization.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Francisco Lindor, and you certainly do lead by example going out there playing hurt, no matter the circumstance. Your wife just gives birth. You go back out there and try to be a part of the team. Is there any thought, Francisco, to maybe lessen the load and not post every day? I know that's important to you, and it's one of the things that is great about you, but you want to be fresh and healthy going into the postseason. Maybe last year you banged up a little bit. Is there any thought to maybe getting some rest along the way throughout the course of the grueling 162?
No, not at all. I take a lot of pride in posting up. I mean, if I want to be fresh for October, lift more weights and eat better and sleep.
Hey, look, you look good to me beating the Braves. That home run against the Braves. You beast, Francisco. You're a beast, and I loved every second of it. That was awesome against the Braves.
Oh,
it
man.
Fun. It was fun.
I was waiting for that voice. Yeah. I was waiting. There you go, Sal. It's been a little longer than I thought.
You're running around the bases as cool and calm as collected, Francisco, hitting one of the bigger home runs in Mets history against the freaking Braves, finally slaying the Dragon, and you were just like, yeah, hey, this is what I do.
I was tired. My back hurt, and I was going crazy inside, but I knew that the job wasn't finished. You know, you got to finish the job. It's not about playing 24 outs. You got to play those 27 outs, and until it's not sealed, we don't celebrate.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, like, really, take us back to the back issue. Like, how jacked up were you? Seriously.
It hurt a lot. It hurt a lot, but we have a fantastic training staff here that helped me get through it, you know, and a lot of people pray for me, and I felt good enough to go out there day in and day out for the remainder of the year. And it was just, you know, like the way I tell a lot of people, my problems with baseball are Disney problems. I heard that a long time ago, and I kind of took that to heart. I was like, the problems that we face in baseball are Disney problems, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
The real world.
No doubt. So you got a new teammate. Obviously, Soto is going to be right behind you, you know, doing damage like he always does. And while you gain somebody, we weren't sure if you were going to lose an old teammate in Pete Alonso. So, you know, how concerned were you that Pete was going to leave? And did you have contact with Pete? You know, obviously, you got to let him do his thing, I guess. But, you know, were you worried that Pete was going to leave the Mets?
I always have faith that he was going to come back, and he felt like the Mets was the place for him to be, and he's ready to break the home run record.
That simple, huh? I mean, because the lineup wouldn't seem the same. I mean, I know what Soto brings in a full year of Vientos. I got it. And hopefully when Alvarez comes back and he's healthy and he takes a step forward like we think he can. You know, last year, like the numbers for Pete were good, but for Pete, they were down. I mean, I expect Pete to bang 40 bombs again this year. I mean, you guys, and I don't know how close you were to losing it, but if I'm you and I'm the other guys on the team, you know, I would have been paying attention every day. That's just me, though. He's a player, man.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. I'm very aware of the things that are happening, and I'm a fan of the game as well. So, of course, I wanted him to make the best decision for himself, and selflessly, I wanted him to come back. And him being here, he makes our team better. He lengthens our lineup, and I can't wait. You know, he's going to have another productive and fantastic year. For guys that, you know, don't think he had a good year, I mean, 35 home runs in the big leagues, that's pretty good.
That's 35 more than us there, Francisco. Yeah.
Well, and Francisco, not only Pete, but you guys also stole Juan Soto away from the Yankees. One thing you've been very good at, even from your first year with the Mets, is competing against the Yankees at a high level. Are you a better team than the Yankees?
I feel like we are in a really good spot until we go out there and play against them, and we're going to see what's going to happen at the end of the year, you know. Obviously, they made it fair in us last year, but nobody really cares and pay attention to what we did or they did last year. You know, at the end of the day, we got to go out there and get it done this year.
Yeah, I understand that. I respect that answer. I'm just trying to do simple math. Like, you swept them last year head-to-head, and then you stole Juan Soto away, Francisco. Come on! Does it mean something to you to be the premier team in this town?
Well, you got to earn that.
I want to be the best team in the big leagues.
That's a good answer right there.
I want to be the best team in the big leagues. Not just about New York.
That's the answer. That's the answer. But I got to come a little clean here. We'll let you go. As a Yankee fan, you stole our guy, man. You took him fair and square. You got him.
We didn't steal nothing.
Well,
he came.
You
he
took
chose
him.
The Mets.
He chose. He felt like this was the right place for him. So he's here. We're happy to have him.
How's the family, fair Francisco? Enough. Did you do a Disney trip yet?
No, I don't. Disney, the girls are a little too young, so
okay.
Getting lines with Disney right now, it's not fun.
All right, I think, you know,
when they get a little older, I'll definitely do that one.
Yeah, we mentioned that before. I know the family growing and very important to you, and obviously I bring that up because of the Soto aspect, and the Mets very, known for their family now with the Alex Cohen impact. Francisco, we couldn't appreciate your time more. We appreciate it. Good luck. Stay healthy this year, and hopefully you have a great run, an all-star, and maybe another MVP chase as well.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time.
You got it.
There you have it, Francisco Lindor. Now, look, we do appreciate the time.
Definitely.
I mean, it hasn't been all, you know, like, I know when he's, you know, he started saying, you know, Met fans loved him from the beginning. He loved them, which is true. Like, they wanted that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little rocky in the beginning.
It was a little rocky.
And really not until last year, which was year four. Now, I thought he was better than Met fans gave him credit for the prior years.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, there was really that deep connection.
Yes, there was.
Between the Met fan and Lindor, which is why I wanted to start the interview asking about that.
And that's why I wanted to make sure that I was not going to let that thing turn into a negative thing. Like, I appreciate the pushback. I get it.
But if he was feeling that it was a little negative.
I want to have a conversation with you because he is a tremendous player, and I think he's a tremendous person. And I really do. Like, I think that, you know, Lindor, all the conversations we've had, and I'll speak for myself because it predates you as well, and Hoff, you were here for them. My frustration with Lindor's game, never as a person. He's a gem as a person, absolute stud of a human being, great family guy, is that the player, I love baseball so much, the player that I was watching with the Mets was not quite the same as the Guardians.
Right.
And people kept telling me that he was. And I'm like, no. I know what I'm watching. And I know what I watched in Cleveland. What I watched last year for the final 3-4 months of the season, that was the player I watched with the Guardians.
He does seem like a no-nonsense guy, though. Right? Like, you try to have some fun with him and joke around a little bit. He's just like, I want to play 162. I want to go out there and win a championship. Like, that's it. It was no, like...
Yeah.
It was nothing other than, I want to play every day. Mm-hmm. I want to win. And that's it. Love the fans. Want to play. If you win, they win.
Like, what else do you want? Isn't that what we all demand? Think about that, Sal.
I get it.
You know,
and maybe
maintenance days and this pitch, six-man rotation. This guy wants to play every day. I love it.
I get it. I respect it. I'm just saying that, you know, I think he takes this seriously and was treating this interview as opposed to like a hangout.
I agree.
Which sometimes we have. It was business-like.
Well, I think he understood some of the opinions that were had on that and some of the conversations that have been had on the station and on this show.
Well, he certainly knows what's been, you know, when he first started here. What
there's
was
no
being
doubt.
Said about him.
I mean, come on. I mean, listen, if we just introduced Francisco Lindor and made it seem like the first year and a half were like the final 4 months last year, that would not be an accurate depiction of what happened. And that's okay because, you know, you and I talk about how we mature as men, as husbands, as fathers with girls, and you have a girl, I have a girl.
Yeah.
Certainly dads have a boy as well. We mature, and I think Lindor's matured from his first moments, I know, when he was with the Mets, and it has gotten consistently better, and I mean this with all sincerity. I mean, I've got profound respect for him because it was close to blowing up on him.
Right.
The amount of money that he makes and the amount of production that was not there that I thought was overstated too often by Met fans, he has now found the balance of being a superstar again and always being a good guy that he's always been. I'm happy we had him on the show.
We appreciate him taking the time to do so. We know there's a lot going on down there, so he took, 20 minutes with us. It was nice to have him. Thank you to Lindor. Thank you to the Mets, and a good job by Hoff setting
that up.
We'll come back with your calls, 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.